Uli Wexler, a friend of NPR, has died at the age of 74. If you've heard us say in recent months, Russian media reports, there's a chance that's because Uli Wexler had passed along something he read or heard in his daily news consumption. He was married for more than 40 years to Martha Wexler, an editor at NPR. And we remember meeting Uli as a man who'd brim with good humor and bubble with a breathtaking assortment of facts he'd discovered while inhaling books. Uli had been a refusenik in the old Soviet Union. A Jew refused permission to emigrate, whose family used to have to buy holiday matzah on the black market. Uli finally got permission to emigrate, became an economist. Martha remembers how he took particular pleasure going to work for an international communications company and sitting across a conference table from Soviet officials, a refusenik to whom they had to listen. He was an utterly devoted father who watched operas with their daughters, Judith and Rebecca, while Martha worked the overnight shift. We'll hear the next day how whatever Uli had cooked set off smoke detectors. Uli loved Bach and Glenn Gould's renditions, which he called musical x-rays, and he lived to find freedom, family, fulfillment, and happiness. Our friend Martha Wexler told us, so that's a full life, right? Right.